Gimel Amid Beis. Gimel Amid Aleph, I'm sorry. Abba Chelki, three lines from the bottom. Abba Chelki Bar Berei Dechaini Amagel Havet. Abba Chelki was the grandson of Chaini Amagel. He mitzterich alma le mitre, have a mishadri, rabona le gabe, ilboi rachme. So when they needed rain, they used to send the Talmidei Chachamim to him, uboi rachme, vaosi mitre, and he was mispalo, and he used to rain. Zimne chode itzterich alma le mitre. Once they needed motor, shodo rabonon zuge de rabona le gabe, so they sent to Talmidei Chachamim, the Mivi Rachme, the Neisei Mitra, that it should be Moira Rachme, that it should rain. Ozu Lebeisei Veloi Ashkechu. They went to his house, and they didn't find him at home. Ozu Bedabre, so they went to the fields, Vashkechu Adave Karofik, that he was plowing Bedabre. Eladavoni, I don't understand why this chalik of the Maisa was recorded. They went to the house and they didn't find them. They went to the Soda. They found them. Why do we have to first know that they went to the house and they didn't find them? Lamayna Fkamina, what do we learn from this? Bekitzo, they went to the Soda, and he was plowing the Yovulei Shalme. They gave him Shalom. Vloi Azbe Lohu Ape. And he didn't turn around his face to them. Vloi Herzir Lohem Ponov. The Mesilas Yeshorim from Perik Yad Aleph says, a person who is hired by someone for what any work it should be, so these hours are sold to the employer. Schiros is a mechira for mechira's money. So for that day he sold to him. So if he's socher, he's not allowed to say he belongs to the balabos on this man. He's not allowed to be mevatel the malach of the balabais. Vim ovar hareze gazlon. So he took something or someone that belongs to the balabos and he used it for a different purpose. Not for the Melechus Balabais, it's Areza Gazlan. Hine Abachelki, Abachelki is a big Zarai, a fellow Sholem, Lai Heshiv, a Tamide Chachomim, Shenosno, Lai Sholem, Shelevatel, Mimlechus Reyeo. We see Avhechan Advorim Megiim, Abachelki did not give them Sholem. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say that it could be he did give them shalom. The Gemara just says le'asbelu ape le'herzelam ponov. That means he continued working and he said aleichem shalom while continuing working. That was not menschlich. Someone comes, gives you shalom, you turn around, mekabel b'seiv ponim yofis. That's not how one gives shalom. That's what he didn't do. The shalom he answered. There's a very interesting marsha. The marsha asks Shaila Sholem, and Ashava Sholem is a mitzvah. Vahavalei libotel mimlachtoi. So he should have been mevatel mimlachtoi. Dapoil choizel afilu bachatziyoy. So I think the marsha means to ask that for a mitzvah, so he should have been mevatel mimlachtoi. He'll take 5 minutes off. It'll take 5 minutes off of the schiris that papaylus chayza filabachatziyim. She should have been chayza to do the malacha. To he should have been chayza from the malacha to be meishiv shalom. So the Marsha says, Shahoye Oni, Vahoye Tzorech, Lishal, Melachtoy, Lefanosus, Bona Baktanim. So Lechere means in that small time he also needed the money. Shahu Mitzvah, that's also a Mitzvah. Oysit Tzedakah B'choleis, that's a Mefanos, Bona Baktanim. So Memele, so this Mitzvah had a Din Kedime, that he was Oysik B'mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah. So Kaponim, there was no Chiyav on him to be mevatel memelachti for the mitzvah of being meishiv shalom. Befanye towards evening, kiave menake tzivi, he went and gathered some wood. Is doro tzivi umore bechad kaspe, so he put the wood, these were thorns, and the shovel on one shoulder. Uglime bechad kaspe, and the beged he put on the other shoulder. So it seems he put it on his bare shoulder, and the beged he put on the other shoulder. Kulu uche loisayim misane. The whole way going home, he did not wear his shoes. The Ben Yehuda says, if there's an issue to go barefoot, maybe he put some shmatas around his feet, but he didn't wear shoes. Kimote lemaya, when he came to the water, sayim misane, then he put on his shoes. Kimote lehizmi vehigi, when he came to a place that was full of thorns, dolinu lemane. So then he lifted up his begodim. Visayim misane, says he put on the shoes then also. Kimota Lamosa, when he came to the city, like this he was working out by the fields, Nafke Devisa La'ape Kimikashta. His wife came out towards him and she was Mekushit. Kimota Lebeise, when he came, they came to their house, Ola Devisa Bereshe, first the wife came in, entered the house, Vahoda Ayel Iyu, then he went in. And then the Rabbona went in. Yosef v'kori chifte, he sat down to eat bread. He didn't tell the Rabbonon, didn't offer them anything to eat. Polag rifte, then he started dividing the bread that he was eating. Linuke l'kashishe choda, to the older son, he gave one portion. Ulezutre trei, to the younger son he gave two portions. Amalola devisu, then he told his wife, Yadano, I know, the Rabbonon came, amotl mitrekos, because of the rain, there's a shortage of rain. Nasik leigre, let's go up to the roof, to the attic, and Niboy Rachmi, Efshir the Meratia Kodesh Bohu Vyaisi Mitra. Maybe the Rabbeinu Shalom will make it rain. Leinarzik Tivusa Lenafshin. Not that they should confront us, that we should be Mispalo, and there will be Marzik Teve. We'll do it without talking to them yet, and the Rabbi shall bring rain, and then, we'll come out that it did not rain because of us. Sokal Igra, so they went up. Kamil Bechoda Zavisa, so he stood in one corner. Ve'ihi Bechoda Zavisa, and she stood in another corner. Kodim Solik Anani, so the clouds started coming up. Mahach Zavisa Didvisa. The cloud came from her side, then started raining. Kinochis, when they came down, Omolohu Amai Osul Rabbonim. Now he started a conversation with them. Why did you come? Omrulei Shodrilon Rabbonu Legabi Dema. The Rabbonim sent us, Lemivi Rachmi Amitra, that you should be Meoire Rachmi. Ah, Omolohu, so he told them, Boruch Amokim, Baruch Hashem Shlai Yitzrich Eschem Abachelkie, that you don't have to come and be dependent on Abachelkie. Baruch Hashem, it's raining already. The whole journey was resist. Omrolei Yodinon Dimitra Machmas Maru. Please, you can't pull the wool over our eyes. We know that it rained because of you, Dosa. So that you can't fool us. Alalaim alon ma hani mili de tmi alon. Rabbi explained to us your actions, which are very modna, very questionable. Explain to us all these things you did. My time ki hivna lamar shalme loy azbelon mar ape. When we gave you shalom, you didn't even turn out to turn your face to us. Amalohu schiyim avoy. I'm a schiyim. V'amina loyivka. I won't be mevatel mimlachti. My time dore mar tzivi achad kaspe yeglima achad kaspe. Why did you put the wood on one shoulder and you put the beged, the shirt on the other shoulder? It would be perhaps more convenient to first put wear the shirt and then put the wood on that. Amalahu talis sheula hoisa. This was a borrowed talis, a borrowed beged. Lahochi sholi. I had borrowed it to wear. Ulahochi loishali, but that I should be able to put wood on it, it's olol to tear, that I don't have any rishus on that. So therefore I had to take off this talis and carry it on my other shoulder. My time kuli ulche le sayim mar misane, vichimote le maya sayim misane. Why did you put on your shoes when we went to the water? Amalokula ulche chazine, the whole way going home, I could see where I'm going. He realized that it would be a small fortune to fix his shoes, so if you wear them all the time, eventually you have to repair them. So therefore he tried to minimize the amount of time he was wearing the shoes. So he said, kula ulche chazine, that the whole way home, I could see where I'm walking. So I didn't have to wear shoes. B'maya loika chazine, but when I'm walking in water, was unable to see where I'm walking. So Rashi says, b'maya loika chazine, ma de isbo, I couldn't see what's in the water. B'shema yishcheini dogoy nochosh. So there I had to protect myself. Let us see the Rashi, the other Rashi sentence with him. Rashi says, "Bepanye lifnais erev kshaholach lebeisai." Dalinu lemone, he lifted up his outer beget, igbiya begodov achak seifov, kedei shelo yikru, that he's walking between the thorns, that they should not tear. Ki mekashte betachshitim, and his wife came out, mekushetus betachshitim, leigra aliyah. Zavisa is obviously went in a different corner. Zavisa did visu. Me oisei haruach from that side, sheishtei sham olu ha'ovim t'chila. So the cloud started coming up from there. Shehi nenes t'chila. She was answered first. Le'afage le'esbatel mimlachti. The reason I didn't answer, because I didn't want to be mevatel from the meloche. Kmo yoyme de mefagri rabonom. My time at Doras Madua Niseisa Hatalas Al Kosif Achas Puloy Nasata Bekosif Tachas Amasoi. Why did you put it under that? You should put it underneath the Masoi. Lohi Shololi Lisatevbo. I borrowed it for Ituf. Lohi Le Sholi Le Atole Koitzim Lakola. I should put Koitzim on it. Thorny wood on it, that it should tear it. I'm not a bailam on this. Yeah. So Mimele, so that answered those questions. My time kimote mal ehizmi vehigi. Why? What's the reason when we approached an area that was full of thorns, dalino lemone, you lifted up your beget? Amalahu se mala aruche veze ene mala aruche. That means that the thorns, they'll scratch me, they'll rip my skin, so that can heal itself, it'll heal by itself. But if it will make a rip in my jacket, my clothing, so that'll never heal by itself. So Mamela, so he couldn't afford another jacket, so Mamela had to be careful that it should not tear. My time akimoti ma'al moso nafke deviso de ma'al kimekashto. Why did your wife come out, the most in the city, that she was mekushetes? Omer lehu kidei shloi etein einai beisha acheres. Amir de kezach, such a ish kodesh, there was such a chash, and one needed such ishtadlis, that shloi etein einai beisha acheres, so that's why she came out mekushetes. My time aile hi bereshe, behoder ayel mar abasro, behoder aileinon anan. It's a modne seide, bekert, the Masha explains. The Gemara says in Broches that a person should not be a hoilach acher isha, vafilu hi ishtoi. So why did you tell your wife to go in first, then you went after her, and then we went after you? The Seder should have been, the Seder should have been that you should go in first, and then we should go in, and then your wife should go in. That would be the Namala Seder. So you made a Psamodna Seder. That she goes first, she are Hoylech Acha Isha. Amalahu Mishum Deloy Bat Kisuli. Because I don't know, I never was Baidik you, I don't know how Auntlech you are. Tachamuyim de kemaise, we have shadrure rabbonon, some of them were anshe tzure, they were leibot kisuli. I don't know who you are, I don't know how erlich you are. They say over, the from B'shem Rab Chaim Oizer, when they asked Oizkunft on a psabocher, so he says, if you want to know if he's a Talmud Chochem or not, I can feher him. I'll see, I'll tell you if he's a Talmud Chochem. Want to know if he's a Rei Shemaim or not? He says, that I can't tell you. That's, how should I know? Leibot Kisuli, even though there were Anoshim Shal Tzure, Mestome, I don't know how Auntlich you are. So what does that mean? So the Marsha says, he says, what should be the Seder? The Seder should have been that I should have gone first, and then I should go first, and then you should go, and then she should go after you. So she'll be korev lochem, and you're from the mansion. I don't know what could be that she's close to you. She's walking behind you. I don't know what could be between you and her. I don't know how ontlich you are. So that's why I made this Seder. That means that I'm a barrier between you and her. And even though there's a din leiselach acha isha fila ishtai, but here was, he held this was the boicha rabbi meyutai. This is better. My time ki korich ma'arifte le'omalon aisik ruchu. When you ate, why didn't you offer us to eat also with you? Mishim delay nefish erifte, there's not enough bread to offer you. Ta'amina le'arzik bu barabonon tevuso bechinom. I mean, I'll offer you bread, and you'll say, no, we just ate, but you'll be marzik toive to me for my offer, and I have no intentions of offering you, because I don't have what to offer you. So, memela, so fakert. So, I didn't want that you, this should be a koras ha-toive, a sukas ha-toive bechinam, when I really have no intentions of offering you. So, memela, I didn't offer you. My time yoiv mali yinuki kishisha chod rifte lezutretrei. why to your older son you gave one portion and to the younger son you gave two? Amalahu haikoi bebeise. The older son was home. So Mustami was able to eat. He was able to eat lunch. Vahayosi bebeiknishte. He was in shul. That was the cheder. He was in cheder all day. He didn't have anything with eat the whole day, so he gets two portions. Umaytai me kodim solik anoni mahachsa visa da vekaime de visa de ma la anoni di day. Why did the, it seems two clouds came up, but first the cloud of the, there was one cloud came up first on her side, then it came out on your side. Is Mishus, the answer Mishum de itza shchicha bebeise. A woman is shchiach in the house, the yave rifte lanie. Number one, so she's there, and then, so anoni passes by, and she gives him food. Umekalva hanayosa. What she gives him is mekalva hanayosa. He can eat it right away. He doesn't have to go now with money and purchase it. I can only give another man money, so that's not such a kor of the kehano. Let us see Rashi. Lebet kisali im ksheirim im pritze. I don't know if you're a kosher or a poritz. Domar mar kol odom yehivei necho kelistin. If you don't know him, is kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. Teves hanochinem d'ino lavaka ochli, they won't be eating the leker if v'kamarzikine bu teve chinem. Yenuke koi bebeiknishte kamerabi v'lei osi kuli yoyme. He was there the whole day. So now he's coming home, so now he has to eat for a whole day. The itse shriche bebeisa kol yoyme chimitzach an yemidi ozlo v'yovo. So one thing is, so there's someone that aniyim know where to go to. So she has more opportunities to give another man. For oide mekalva hanayosa, the what she gives, the oni has a more hanor. Shedvar achili nesen esloni. For who v'loy teirech? So memela, he's getting food without any other tirches. If one gives money, so then he doesn't have hanor yet. He has to go and purchase food with this. The Gemara says in Masechet Sukkim, Lechmem Tesa Medbeis, Ein Tzedoke Mishtalemes Elo Lefi Chesed Shebo. The schar of tzedoke is dependent on how much chesed was involved with the tzedoke. Shenema ziru lochem le tzedoke, kitzru lefi chesed. So Rashi explains, atzedoke hi azriye. You're planting tzedoke. Now, the ktsire is what profits you're going to reap. The profits depend Lefi chesed. The prophets are dependent on how much chesed was involved in the tzedakah you have given. So Rashi explains there, Hanesine hi hatzedakah, Vatoirech hu hachesed, Kegoy noisin loy pas afuye. You give a pas afuye. So there, in this tzedakah alone, it's the same monetary value. But there's much more chesed involved in giving a pas afuye than in giving money. So memele, the schar is also a greater schar. Ain that tzedakah mishalos elo lefi chesed shebo. So memele, that is why Fakel, so she has more opportunities for tzedakah, and then tzedakah on a more choshev ha'oifin, that it's mekarva ha'niyosa, so memele, so therefore this is the schar that she gets. Inami, could be there's another reason why her tefillahs were in the skabel first. Ani b'riyoni da'ave b'shvivuson. There were b'riyoni pritzim, which were in our neighborhood. Ano boy rachmi d'limusu. I was mispallel that they should die. V'hi boy rachmi d'lehedr b'tyufte. That they should do tshuve v'hadru. Samod Noloshin, Anoa boy Rachmi Delimuso, the Tzlach and Broche says to Kashe, you are mispalo that they should die, fine. Anoa boy Rachmi Delimuso. What kind of Rachmim is there that they should die? That's not Rachmim, that you're more din on them, not Rachmim. The Tzlach says a very interesting pshat. The Tzlach says, that these Biryonim were very mutzlachtik. Everything was going good with them. They were big Rishoyim. So he realized that, what is Pshat? So Pshat is that these people are the category of Mishalom L'Sayin of Alpon of Lavidoy, that they're getting now the Olam Habo. Agavulcha, I hear a Meir de Kemaisa from Rav Duna Zal Gesund Sein. He said over a maisa that there was a maisa in London that a gvir once called over the Rav. He said the Rav was a very poor person, and he asked the Rav, where's your Olam Hazeh? Where's your Olam Hazeh? So the Rav says, tell me where your Olam Hazeh is. He says, where my Olam Hazeh is? What are you talking about? He says, he has a Rolls Royce, and then he has a mansion, and he has a summer home, and then and he has a bank account that was bulging. So what's the kasha? Where my Olam Hazeh is? So the Rav told him, no. He says, you're making him think that's your Olam Haba. Where's your Olam Hazeh? So pshat is that over here, Abichilki, so they were getting the Olam Habil, Mishalom L'Soyna V'Alpon of Lavidoy. So Memele is Boy Rachmid, so he was Boy Rachmid Elimusos of a Kelp. So Rachmanis Nebuch, that he should eat up his whole Olam Habil and Olam Hazeh, that's a Shekelach Rachmanis on him. So Boy Rachmid Elimusos, that they should have left over a little Olam Habil. And his wife was mispalo that they should be mahadu b'tshuve. Don of Yosef brings down from the Be'er Mayim Chayim, what was the shakla v'talya between him and his wife. So the Be'er Mayim Chayim says that a person is nichshol in averis, number one, because of the Giri Hayetzer, the Yitzchei Shel Adam is Gaber B'chol Yoyim, is Chadish B'chol Yoyim. It's a Melchama Neiro. That's one way a person falls through with Averis. He loses the Melchama, it's a losing battle. But then, when a person loses this battle, then there's something worse happens. It's a B'china of Hergul Nasa Teva, that already becomes his way of life. And then the Yetzer Hara can take vacation already. Then you don't need the Giri. He does it on his own accord. So he explains the inyan of tefillah is that one can be mispalo to be machlish the koyach ha-yetzer. I mean, the Yetzer, abdus kem enoch mispalo zayn. He has two difficulties. Yoynes, be machlish the koyach ha-yetzer. But if he is doing it on his own accord already, that's El Zol Shebegufoy, so then now this tefillah doesn't help anymore. And you have a person who's doing it b'sheit nefesh, that tefillah doesn't help. So he held that they're after this madreig already, that the chatoim they're doing is not mitoich giri hayetzer, So Mamela helft nicht kein Tfille. And and she held no, you can never tell. Could be this also Giriya Yaitza. That will be mispalo, that it should be machlish, the Disney shyness, or get better. The Pesach Einayim brings down a kashet, what was here the Mida Keneged Mida? Bishleime, the first Mahalach Fakert, that she did more chesed than him, so that was Meurer, the chesed a person does Milamato, that's Meurer, the chesed Milamailo, Hashem Tzilcho, so. So Fakert, here the Olam needed Chesed. So Fakert, so her Chesed was, since she was Isaac and more Chesed than him, so Mamel, that she was Zeichet, that her Tfilah was Niskabel before him. But what was the Mide Keneged Mide? So Dachsame, he says, because she was Merachem on the Chaitim. So that was her Tainet. That means the Kochach, if there was a Tziris Kshamim, so Klal Yisrael was also Chaitim. So Memele, so Fakert, so just like she was Merachem on the Chaitim and she was Mispalo for them, that they should be able to do tshuva, so therefore her tefillah was niskabel before his. Zot Rashi, inami ahochi kodim anani dido, mishum b'riyoyne burim am ha'oretz. This tiny does not mean poshut amaratzim, means Morris says that a person is permitted to be Eurig Nam Oritz on Yom Kippur. It means there was the real post dimension. Zog the Gemara weiter. Chanon Hanechbo. There was someone, Chanon Hanechbo, Bar Brate de Choyni Hamagalave. This was another grandson of Chayne Magal. This was Ben Benoy, this was Ben Bitoy. Kimitztarech Alma Lemitra, when he was a year of rain, Harbi, Mishadre Rabbonon Yenuki Devei Rav Legabei. So the Rabbonon, here they didn't send a delegation of Tamid Chachomim. They sent a delegation of Tanaki Shal Beis Rabban. Menoktile Bishipule Glime, and they went and pulled his coat, his outer garment, for Omrole Abba Abba Havlon Mitre. It's a drought. Give us rain. Omalif Nea Kadush Bolcho Rabbeinish Leilom, Asei Bishvil Eilu, She'ein makirin ben abed yoiv mitre la'abed lo yoiv mitre. When you do it, there's chus. They say, Abba, Abba, hablo mitre. They don't know there's an abed that can't give rain. There's an abed that can give rain. V'amai kor lechanon hanechba minei sho'yemach bi'atzmai bebeis akis. What is Rashi? Yenuki Devei Rav, Rashi says, Lahamrich Liboy, to soften his heart, be yiskaven betfilosoi. This is an innocent pleading of Tinoikis Tahirim, Abba Abba, Shigiv Moto, Bishipulei, Bishulei Begodo, Abba Abba, Kachagilim Lekloisoi, that's what he used to call him. Yosem Sha'oma Ovi Ovi. I don't know Rashi, what Rashi bothered the main basis. Why did he call him Abe? He's not their father, so Rashi says Yosem also calls someone they rely on Ovi. Sha'ein Makirin Bain, let us see the Bach. Pischof. Shem Akirim Bain Chanon Lavim Sheba Shemayim. Kisvurim Olai Shani Avim. They think I'm the Avim. Why is he called a Machbi? Shaye Machbi. Legacy Shemachabe Bebe Sakise. We're not used to. So Rashi says, Lamed, Kloima, that would not go to us. Kloima, Mischabe, Kavaboy, Rachmi, Amaya, here, Mischabe, Atzma, Meroy, Vanova. Used to hide, not Beisakise. We tell Hanova that he shouldn't come to him. The Masho wants to say, that forget he wants to say pshat this girsa meschabe bebeisakise. But forget when the rabbonon came, when they ever sent rabbonon, actually they never sent rabbonon to him. By abechilki, by the grandfather, by abechilki or by choyni amal, is forget is by abechilki his first cousin. So there, the Rabbonin came to them. And the same thing by Choynia Mago. He was Psalmur the Ka'onov, and he wanted to be Marzik Tevel Atzmoy, that they're going to come and ask Kimishmi Mispalo for rain. So the Marshosas used to take a hide in the Beis Hakisei. So it wasn't proper that the Chachomim, the delegation of Chachomim, should go in the Beis Hakisei to look for him. He says they sent small children there. The children, they didn't know any chokmas. They went to the Beis Hakisei also. They were able to schlep them out of the Beis Hakisei. That's what the Masho wants to say. Rashi says, we're not goyis this. Man, the goris Beis Hakisei, goran andre pshat. Kloimer, mischabe bibgodov, kshu nichnas, lohosech esraglov, miroiv tzniyis. He was a gewaldike tzonua also. Tzonua begufoi, tzonua bemaisov. Patznei leches, mashem olekecho. That he was a tzonua on all ways. So that's why it's one inyan. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Amalei Rab Zrike le Rab Safre, Toch Hazi, Ma Bein Tekifei Da Are Di Yisroel, Vachside De Bovo. The difference of the Tekife of Are Yisroel, to the, these were the Chassidim, of the Tekife of Are, it's on the Chassidim of Bovo. Sidi de Bovo, Rav Hune, Rav Chizde. Kavis mitztarech alma lemitre, when there was a need of rain, omri nichnaif, let's get together, v'gabi adodi, niboi rachmi, efshe de mirtza kodesh borchu de yeise mitre. The Ben Yoda says that they were chasidim, mitech chasidusom, they were not mamin that their tefillos alone would help. And Memele, he wants to be mitzadeh that it could be, even though nichnef adodi means not only that these two will come together. I mean, we have to, there's a need of rain. We alone are not roi to bring rain. So they made an asifa there, at least a minion, kol be'asor eshrin tesharye. There was there were mispalo. Tkifi da Aradi Yisrael, the tkifim of Aradi Yisrael, kegain Rabbi Yoina avur da Rabbi Moni. Kav mitztarech alma lemitre, there when there was a need of rain, aval ayla beise. So by them, it's by Ravuna Ravriz, everyone knew about it, that is. Kert, there was a Sifa, there was a Kinos, there were Mespalo. And by Tkifa, the Aradi Israel, Raquel, they hid everything. The Bnei Baya shouldn't know. Have Ayala Bay say, he's to go into the house, V'omalu hovali ga'alki. Bring me a sack, V'ezel v'aisali bezuzi burim. I'm going to go and bring tefuah with azuz. He have a nafik, and then this was a cover-up. Why does he need a sack for? So he told them, he told them it's a difficult time, there's no rain, so let's chaparayin and buy some tefuah. Who knows what's going to be next? He have a nafik lebro. When he went outside, ozul v'koy beduchte amikte, he went out in a deep place. Perceive mimamakim krosicha Hashem. V'koy beduchte tzniyeh. Then he went in that deep place. He found a tzanura de kemokim, a private place where he will not be observed. V'avimechasi besake. Then he was mechas himself to sak. He covered himself with a sack. Uboi rachmi vosi mitre. Ki ava osa lebeise, Omri Lei came back, I see. So they asked him, he went out to buy wheat. Tfuit. I see lon mari bur, did you buy the tfuit? Omalu, he told them, amina hoyil ba osa mitre hashte rovachal. It started raining now. So pshat is, like this was very expensive, the tfuit, because there was a drought. They see it's raining, so the prices are going to go down. So why should they spend so much money for wheat? We'll wait a little bit and the price will go down. So what did he accomplish with this? He accomplished with it that he got the sack out without anyone knowing that he was being a loivish a sack. And he covered up. That means the chsidis of the chside bovel. They did it bepirsum, maybe techs chsidusam. They held that fakert not roi, that one is roi himself to bring rain. So you need a tziruf toivah shnayim in ha'echot. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda chsidi de bovel mefarsam in ha'sadova. So when there was a need of rain, there was a psapirsum. So eventually it was known that they were Mesaviv the Gshomim. Shall Eretz Yisrael Tznuyim Ulei Meidin Shebo HaMoto B'Shvilon. It was completely hidden. God, they bring down from a Pinchas Koretzer that he said Pshat and Chanon it was Mach B'Atzmai B'Beis HaKisei. So he says, Beisa Kisei is a Loshen, of Loshen Kisui. He hid himself, used to be Mechasa all in his Anhoges. That means when people used to come to him, so he used to speak about all other things besides learning to show that he's not a Talmud Chochem, he's not a Ben Teire. He used to hide himself, Kisei is a Loshen Kisui. That he's in the, that nobody was mama, he was a tzaddik nisto, that's what he says, pshat. Leimedin shebo amoto bishvilom. Tolichne fadodi, so Rashi says, alme befahesi ho yoisim, that's the bach. Veloi betzine, one thing, that's one, reyes that we see by the chside bov. Lishnachin and nichna vadodi, alma mishun chad minay lehavi osi. That from one of them it wouldn't come. They needed a koyach tzibur, tziruf. Kifi deret yisura bediyoyne, the kohazinon, and we see the machmosei bilchut osi mitra. Galke tashke belazat asak. Vaisi bezuzi bure, dogon, mishum, kafno, because of the hunger. Then, he brings down beduchta mike, beemek, that's the Bach's girse,
ותחס הסלק בשירו בני אודם, שאפילו לבני ויסוי, להיים מידיע. אייסילון מר מיבורי, the boys lamizman, did you purchase the tvur? Raf chalm ed leva soive, there'll be a soive, av halchi lo izovni biyukra the hashtes, I should purchase it. Everything is still very expensive, the price of kochach will go down because of the abundance of tvur. Zog de gemara weiter. Su Rabbi Moni Berei, speaking about the Kifa Dardi Israel, Rabbi Moni his son, before we called Rabbi Yoina Avu the Rabbi Moni, I said that it was also a Yichas. Su Rabbi Moni Berei have a Kamatsarile the Veinasiyim. The Veinasiyim were Rabbi Metzairim, Ishtatech al Kivra Davua. Omalei, Abba, Hani Mitzari Li. The Beinesiyah Mitzarihim. Yoim Mechada Vekocholfi Hosom. The Beinesiyah went over the Maor of his father. Inkit Kare de Sus Vosayu. So the feet of his Susim became stuck to the Maor. They can't go. They realize that there's a tvia to them. The Ben Yoyoda says, was a mida keneged mida, bro kare davua. If you're championing with my kare, so mele you'll have trouble with your horse's kare also. So the feet were stuck there. They couldn't go further. So Memele ad the Kabilo Alayu the Loi come Mitzarele. So they were Mekabel on themselves, but they won't be Mitzarele. I saw the Gesher Achayim and Chelik Beis, Perik Chavov, has a whole Ariches about the Inyan of speaking to Mesim, being Mispalo to Mesim. And he has different rayas from different Amori Chazal. He brings our Gemara as one of the rayas. I mean, he was Mishtatech al Kivrei Abba Hanu Mitzarili. So the Chayri wasn't Mispal to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He was speaking to the Father, Hanu Mitzarili. So Vaistais Yemutta to be Mispal al Alameisim. He brings the Gemara before also. Mother says, when the by Atzirus Kshomim, they used to go to the Beis HaKvoris, Onur Shuvim Kemesim, that's why they got to Beis HaKvoris by Atzirus Kshomim. Or she is Palu HaMesim Badon. So I suppose it's an idea that the Mesim are Mespalu. So he brings a very interesting Zohar HaKodesh. The Zohar HaKodesh says as follows. Omer Rabbi Yose, Bishato de Itzprich Alma Lemitre, and the Zatziris Kshomim Amai Ozlin Le Gabeyon de Messiah. Why do we go to the Mason? Voksive Deirish Ala Mason. One is not permitted to be Deirish Ala Mason. So the Zohar HaKodesh has Amir de Keteret. Omer Loi El HaMason Daiko. It's true, one should not be Deirish Ala Mason. You know who the Mesim are? Inom Chayovi Alma. These are the Rishoyim of the world. Avol Yisroel Zakoim. Avol Klal Yisroel are Zakoim. Shloime Kora Alayu. Shloime HaMelech said, Shabeyach Ani Es HaMesim Shekvar Mesu. So the Zohar HaKodesh has pshat and posik shekvar meisu, they have died, obo vahashto inen chayin, now they're alive. Begin the nishmosin kadishin, because the nishomis are alive, uboin rachme lekamei de kutche berichu, they're mispalo for the Rabbeinu Shalom for us. So Memela, that's not Deirish al HaMesim, that's Deirish al HaChaim, and the Gesher HaChaim is Medamish, just like
There's an Indian, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Misha Yeshlai Chayle Besaych Beisa Yis Yelech Eitzel Chochem Yivakish Olav Rachmim. So if the Tzadikim La'achem Isosim Akuyim Chayim, so we're going to them that they should be Mevakish Rachmim Aleinu. There's no Isser in this. But he feels like he brings later from the Minchas Lezer also that he said it's permitted. But one of the Rayas that he brings that it's permissible is from this Gemara here. He addressed his father, Abba, Abba, Hani Mitzarili. Vesu, Rabbi Moni, Avishchiyach, Kamid, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. Rabbi Moni was a Talmud of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv is Eichet Gan Amir de Kabal Moifes. Omalei, he told him, Atiri de Veichomi Komitzari Li. He was having problems. The Beinesia were Mitzar, he went to the Beis Olam. The Veichomi Komitzari Li. That means from his Shver side, they were Mitzarim. So Rashi says, Atiri de Veichomi Ashiri Shel Beis Chomi. Let's see the other Rashi's. Avakacholfi de Venesia, Osam Ilavi Marta de Rabbeina, Inket Nidvaku, Bekark Shogabi Morlo, Yechelum Losses Memkoim. So there was Ashirim and there were Mitzayrim. So, Amalei Onu. So Abitzak Ben Eliyashiv said, let them become poor. The Anu. They became poor, finished. So that took away that problem. But that didn't solve all problems. Omar Kodokali says, now they're mutchening me, they're poor, that I should support them. Mishpoche. I hope Rachmanis on the Mishpoche. So they're putting a lot of pressure on me. Omar Leatru. So he says, so it seems that being poor was not the solution. Let them get rich again. Leatru. Omar, he said, Le Mekabli Olai Inshi Beisi. This is Mamish, a very difficult Gemara to understand. Let us see, Rashi, Kadokhili Litilam Panosa. Le Mekabli Olai Inshi Beisi. En Ishti Mikobelas Olai. She'ena Yofe. So Mamela, so it's not Mikobelas Olai. Omalei Mashmo, what's her name? Chana. Her name was Chana. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv said, Tisyafi Chana, let Chana become beautiful. Benisyaft. So she became beautiful. So it's better than plastic surgery. She became beautiful. Agabuch de Ben Yehuda says that before he didn't ask, before he didn't ask Estes, what your mishpat, he told them before the Veichomi Kometzar and ask for their names. He says either he knew them, so he didn't have to ask, he could be mispalo, or he says they was only asking for Ashiris, so the Tefillah did not, the Ashiris is not a broche that's in the atzmius of the person, it's a dovah chitzoini. Here he had to make up a sashini in the atzmis. First of all, he didn't know her, Mestame. So Mamele, that's why he didn't know her name. This was a yipui in the atzmis. Nisyafi chane. Nisyaft. No, so he thought that would be the solution. Omalei ko megandrolai. Now she's so beautiful that she's misgadol and misgo for me. Now she's such a beautiful person. So Mamele, it's now it's solving, now we have shown bias problems. So she came back to her old looks. Rashi, Megandra miskadelis alai, mitech gavis yefio. Megandra meloshin mokim enichel avoisel iskader boy. Similarly, Skadlboy. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Hanu
three Talmidi Avekamed Rab Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. Omru leini boi ma rachmi alon de nechkem tuve. That he should be more rachmim, that they should become big Talmid Chacham, big Chachamim. Om alohu imi hoiso ushlachtiya. I once had this, this koyach, but I sent it away. Let us see Rashi. Imi hoiso ushlachtiya. Let us see the Bach on Pei. Kloima. Shikibalti olai shalayli spalal alinyin zeh shisibalalti koidim. It was Mekabel on himself that he won't do this anymore. Dover zeh hoye biyodi shekol ma shani mevakish ayinais nili. Va'ar shav ein tvilosim ikol belas kol kach.
So that means that that's what he told them. He says the Poshet Pshat was that he said he's unable to do it anymore. He had a koyach, and the koyach doesn't have this anymore. So the Bach explains, that means he didn't know he was matriach, just like there was a tiny before Rav Shimon ben Shetach had a tiny on Choni Amagel. It was matriach, the Rabbi Nishalem, that means this was an anhogen nisis. He felt that he doesn't want to do it anymore. The Ben Yoda wants to be metadet, he doesn't know if it is that way, Pshat Na Gemara. But he brings down from Sforum Akdoshim that there's an Indian that the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama is Nizgalgul in a person, because they need a Tikkun. They were once on this world and there was some Chesroinis in Kilkulim, so they come back on this world for a Tikkun. So he brings down that it's sometimes possible that, for example, the nefesh should get its tikkun already, and the person will still be alive. So that nefesh, which was from someone else, goes back to its shayrish, because the nefesh had its tikkun already, and the person will still continue living, but without that nefesh, maybe the ruach of that the neshama didn't have a tikkun, so the ruach will come to him now. When the Ruach will be Niskin, then the Neshama will come. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. He wants to say it could be that the Koyach that he had, that his Tvilas were Nene, that was the Koyach of the Nefesh he had. He had a Nefesh from a previous Nefesh from an Adam Godom Yoy that had to come back on this world for some sort of a Tikkun. And that Nefesh was Niskan already. I was mashlim the nefesh. So my mele, that nefesh is not by me anymore. So my mele, I don't have the koyach tak. That I want to be mitzadet to say. Look the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yosi bar Obin aveshriach kami the Rabbi Yosi de Menyukris. Used to be a Talmud by Rabbi Yosi de Menyukris. Shofke. He left Rabbi Yosi de Menyukris for also the Kamei de Ravashi. He came to Ravashi. Yoim Echad, one day, Shomei de Kogoris, Omar Shmuel, Ashoyle Dog Min Hayom Beshabbos, Kivin Sheyovish Bei Kisel Achai. But Shmuel said, let us say the second Pshat in Rashi, that Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin heard Ravashi saying, a member from Shmuel, that if a person lifted up a fish from water, kivin sheyovish by kesela, that is, so if it became dry, the size of a sela, even though it's still mefarkes,
He throws it back into the water, he's chayiv. That means it's dead already. The chiyus was taken away. He's chayiv al netilas neshome if the skiyavish by kisela the size of a cella. Amalei, we told them, v'leima mar ubein sanpiroch. That means this aloche is not stamazai that wherever it becomes yavish, there's an atilas neshame. There's to be bein sanpiro between the fins. That's for kemis yavish over there. That's already that is yavish brings down that's dead already. Omalei, so he told him, he says, so Rabbi Yossi Barovin told Ravashi that you should elaborate, but that what Shmuel said, that the Yechayv, it's Tavke, was the Vashis was Bein Sampira. Omalei, v'lei sovel amal dehi Rabbi Yossi Barovin omra. He says, you know, you're telling me a memre, you should say this b'shem omroi. That's right, I should have elaborated, but you told me that I shouldn't have said this. I mean, you should set over that. Rabbi Yossi Barabov and said that the Yevashis has to be Bein Sampira. Oh, my Lord, I know Neil. You know, I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabov. So why didn't it say B'Shem Omra? I'm telling you, so that's this. It's my ridiculous. He came to Ravashi, they never got personal enough that he should know his name. He came to the Shia and he didn't know his name. So he told them, I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabovin. Om alei v'lav kamid Rabbi Yossi de min yukris avashchiyach ma. He says, weren't you learning by Rabbi Yossi de min yukris? Om aleihin? Yeah. So before we go further, let us first see Rashi and Tosfos on this Gemara. They mean the yukris mokim. Yoim Echad, now the first pshat is, Yoim Echad Shome Rav Ashi L'Rab Yossi Bar Oven. Rav Ashi heard Rav Yossi Bar Oven say this statement. Now let's just go over the Gemara and then we'll see how we'll learn the Gemara. Yoim Echad Shome Rav Ashi heard Rav Yossi Bar Oven saying the Kogoris. He was saying as follows. Omar Shmuel Ashrila Dag Min Hayom B'Shabbos Kivin Shavish B'Yisrael Achaye. And then the Yalkut Yishai says we should be Meichik the next four words. Omar Levelei Mamar. And he continued, Ubein Sanpiro. And that what Shmuel said, that if it's Yavish, it's Chaye, it should be Bein Sanpiro. Omar Lei. So that's what he was saying. Oh, Malay, so God goes very good then. So Ravashi told him, you're saying over that Pshat and Shmuel's memory should be Bein Sapir. Why didn't you say that? Now, the first thing Shmuel said, the second thing Rabbi Yossi Barabovin said. He told him, I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabovin. Let us see Rashi. Now, so the first Pshat was that Ravashi heard Rabbi Yossi Barabovin. Lishnachine yom echad shomi Rabbi Yossi ba'oven l'Rav Ashi de kagoris. That Rav Ashi was saying, Omar Shmuel Ashoil Adag min hayom b'Shabbos. Kivin de yovish bei kisela nafo bishu mefarches l'acha kain. Uboi shu mefarches eishlichi b'mayim, he threw it back in the water. Es chayim mishum natilis nishom mishiav moloch. That means he's already noitel nishom. This na na shaykhtai, we learned that that's one of the lamatas malachas. Omalei Rabbi Yossi ubein Sapirov, when is this din? That is chayiv, if it's bein Sapirov, the vadei lechay. Now, she'ein, so that Rashi had a different problem. You're talking about is a yochiv, nishtachiv, how much it has to dry out, where it has to dry out. So Rashi says, "Roshen mechusa tzeida askina." We're speaking about that it wasn't mechusa tzeida. Kigoyin shetzodai b'soich hasal v'inichei b'mayim lichis lechayim ada yogim. It means it was already in a bowl, so it was nitzed already. So there's no shayla of tzod. So therefore the whole shayla is also natilas neshamis. So the shayla is
the shear of how much has to become dry and where the dryness has to be found. Amalei Ravashi Loisovol Omar Dahai Ben Sabim Rav Yesi Bar Oven Omar Kloim My Time Lomot Le Bishmei. Why didn't he say over Bishmei? Shekol O'im El Dover B'Shem Oimrei Mevi Gula Loilom. Zog Taisvitz Ashoyle Dag Min Hayom Shoyle Kamoy Magvia. He lifted up Kivin Sheyovish by Kesela. So even though it's Yovish Kesela, Aval Pisha Dino Mefarches, it was still Mefarches, Ubishoshe Mefarches Chozer Veishlicho Leyam, Chayim Mishum Natilis Neshome Shi Av Molochit. Esnana Shoichtoi Vamavshitoi Gabi Ovis Molochit.